This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, May 22nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Maha Day, USDA plan in the dock, UK backtracking on biotech. Lawmakers skeptical of bird flu spending. CDFA is asking lawmakers to approve $6 million for disease response with about $5 million in ongoing funding. During a budget subcommittee hearing this week, CDFA Deputy Secretary for Legislative Affairs Rachel O'Brien explained the extraordinary year that was 2024. Avian influenza jumped species and entered the state's dairy herds along with infestations in 26 other states. It hit more than 770 herds in California, 73 poultry flocks with 150 herds still in quarantine. Meanwhile, New World screwworm has crossed the border and is getting very close to home, traveling from Mexico to New Mexico and Texas. O'Brien also pointed to new findings of foot and mouth disease in Eastern Europe. Both diseases, quote, could easily cross into human populations, particularly at dairies. She added that 400 of USDA's 1,400 employees in the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service have left their positions, making the state even more vulnerable. But racing to respond over the weekend to a flurry of new proposals, the Legislative Analyst's Office recommended lawmakers reject CDFA's request. They reasoned that $5 million in federal spending is available and the state is grappling with a $12 billion deficit. The LAO later walked back that advice somewhat after learning the USDA money is only for emergencies and CDFA still needs to staff up ahead of time. The industry take? The Milk Producers Council stressed to lawmakers that its early partnership with CDFA to streamline testing, communications, outreach, and education is why the outbreak has not been worse than it already has been today. Legislature kicks off Alternative Protein Innovation Committee. A new assembly select committee will center around innovations and alternative protein options. Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas of Salinas appointed Assembly Member Ash Cholera of San Jose to chair the committee. Cholera said the select committee will focus on, quote, vibrant alternative protein research and economy while targeting state climate goals. In 2022, Cholera pushed for $5 million in state funding for University of California alternative protein research and development. That same year, he expressed committee support for a measure that would have subsidized plant-based meal options in schools. Avocado industry warns of foreign pest threat. The California Avocado Commission is warning recent inspection changes for Mexico-grown avocados pose an immediate threat to California's pest-free orchards. The commission is asking the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service to reinstate inspectors across Mexican avocado orchards and packing houses due to a reported influx of avocado seed weevils. CAC also wants security enhancements to support U.S. inspectors and coordination between APHIS and Mexican officials on U.S. phytosanitary standards. CAC first flagged the inspection issue after foreign media outlets reported the Biden administration's withdrawal of inspectors due to cartel-driven safety concerns. The commission cited USDA data showing an increase in mass pest larvae detections across Mexican avocado facilities from last October to March 11 of this year. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Maha report expected today. The Trump administration is to release a report today from the Make America Healthy Again Commission with notes on how pesticides and ultra-processed foods allegedly connect to childhood chronic diseases. The panel, led by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is expected to lay out findings on potential contributions to chronic diseases among children. While this report is not expected to include policy recommendations, the commission is expected to draft a federal strategy to combat childhood chronic diseases later this year. Keep in mind, leading up to the release, farm groups and lawmakers expressed concern about what the report could say about pesticides and specifically glyphosate. They argue these products have been thoroughly reviewed by the Environmental Protection Agency, and transitioning away from them would not only hurt farmers but also drive up food cost. Kennedy assured senators this week that the drafts of the report he's seen would not hurt farmers, but some are not convinced. Speaking to reporters on a call sponsored by the industry coalition Modern Ag Alliance, Missouri farmer Blake Hurst said, quote, "I don't believe that we have nothing to worry about. It's hard to have been compared to Al-Qaeda in the past and then be told that I'm a partner now." That's the word of Scott Henry. He's an Iowa farmer. RFK Jr. did once compare hog farmers to Osama bin Laden. Meanwhile, about 360 Maha leaders, including 30 farmers, wrote to Kennedy to defend the commission's work and urged him to stand firm in the wake of mounting pressure from stakeholder interests and lawmakers. They urged the commission and the administration to publicly reject a letter from members of Congress that encouraged the panel to follow sound science. The Maha leaders argue this letter puts, quote, corporate protection over public health. Additionally, the Maha advocates encourage the panel to oppose efforts to shield pesticide companies from legal liability for health or environmental harms. They also recommended President Trump issue a statement affirming the administration opposes federal preemption laws on chemical products. Reorganization plans at issue in federal court hearing today. The Trump administration plans to overhaul the federal government's hang in the balance in a courtroom in San Francisco. That's where U.S. District Judge Susan Illiston will be hearing from the Justice Department lawyers and those representing unions and other parties seeking to halt the planned reorganization of 20 agencies, and that includes the USDA. Illiston has already issued an order temporarily stopping reorganization. She's been asked to turn that into a preliminary injunction, but the government is seeking emergency relief from the Supreme Court. The hearing scheduled for 10:30 Pacific Daylight Time, that's 1:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, can be viewed on the Northern District of California website. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, May 22nd. It's brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Elliott.